The world is learning the answer to yesterday's question, who is George Papadopoulos? The 30-year-old former Trump campaign foreign policy advisor, so green he included Model UN on his resume, pled guilty to lying to the FBI about his contacts with Russians. That was revealed as the indictments against former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort and his deputy Rick Gates were announced yesterday. They pled not guilty to charges of conspiracy and money laundering and are under house arrest. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders says Papadopoulos was just a volunteer. But last year, then-candidate Trump tweeted a picture of a meeting including Trump, Papadopoulos, and Jeff Sessions. And the Washington Post recorded candidate Trump in March of 2016, just after he made Papadopoulos an advisor.
George Papadopoulos, he's an oil and energy consultant, excellent guy.
The Washington Post's Philip Bump joins us. And Philip, you write Post reporters questioned Trump about Papadopoulos' credentials right then. Give us the timeline. The week after Papadopoulos is named advisor in 2016, he heads to Italy, where he meets a professor based in London. Who is he?
Our reporting suggests that it's a gentleman named Joseph Massoud, who is the director of the London Academy of Diplomacy and who has ties to Russian government officials and other Russian actors.
And according to Papadopoulos, this professor becomes interested in him when he learns that he is now a member of the Trump campaign and offers him what?
He offers to start making some connections. And so he introduces him to a woman who claims to be the niece of Vladimir Putin. They have some email exchanges. But more importantly, he introduces him to a gentleman who has ties to the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And that person actually then conducts a series of conversations over Skype and email with Papadopoulos over the course of the next several weeks and months, with the putative rationale being that Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin might meet at some point over the course of the campaign.
And what was the reaction from the Trump campaign?
So Papadopoulos raises this several times. He raises it over email. He raises it actually in a meeting with that Donald Trump attended along with his future Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and says, "I have connections that can actually connect Putin and Trump." The basic reaction from the campaign is that they are disinterested. There is one advisor who is a former Rear Admiral in the Navy who warns that this is, you know, there are potential legal consequences to this sort of backdoor diplomacy. And we know that in May, when it's raised again, then campaign chairman Paul Manafort sort of says, hey, no, we shouldn't move forward with Trump meeting Putin, but maybe there's a lower level person that can do this so it attracts less interest.
Well, there's another thread here in which the Russians tell Papadopoulos that they have dirt on Hillary Clinton, that, as he writes in an email, they have thousands of Clinton's emails.
Right.
This is in April. And we know that WikiLeaks begins releasing emails from the DNC in July, you know, months later. Talk about the disconnect there.
So this is actually well before the public knew that there were emails that had been stolen from the DNC or emails that had been stolen from Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta. And so this suggests that the Russians were, while they had these emails in hand, because they had started hacking Podesta in March, they had started hacking the DNC, according to government intelligence sources, as early as the summer of 2015. They had these emails in hand, and they were already starting to shop this around.
So this is Papadopoulos talking about Russians wanting to give him dirt on Clinton,
right,
months before other members of the Trump campaign took meetings with Russians who wanted to give them dirt on Hillary Clinton.
That's right. So this predates by about a month and a half the outreach that was done to Donald Trump Jr., which ended up resulting in that early June meeting in Trump Tower that included Paul Manafort and Jared Kushner. There certainly seems to be a pattern of the Russians reaching out to the Trump campaign to try and offer them dirt on Clinton.
Well, and does this necessarily mean that people on the Trump campaign knew that Russians were behind the hacking of several Democratic accounts?
It doesn't necessarily mean that, no. We don't know the extent to which Papadopoulos told others on the campaign about the conversations he'd had with the Russians. Again, it certainly shows a pattern of what the Russians were trying to do, whether or not, based on what we know now, the Trump campaign was aware of it.
Well, and we should just note that Trump campaign supporter Roger Stone was tweeting out these mysterious messages that there were things that were going to happen. Donald Trump himself said something about, you know, maybe the Russians should get her emails. So that has certainly raised suspicions on the part of many people. But when do we come to Papadopoulos lying?
As the government is starting to investigate Russian meddling in the 2016 election, the FBI sits down and interviews Papadopoulos in January of this year. During that interview, Papadopoulos claims that he met the professor before he knew he was working with the campaign. And as the timeline we just articulated shows, that's not true. So the FBI actually arrests him in July and then apparently gets him to admit that he had lied to them and then uses him as a witness. They probe him for information, and there's some reporting that suggests he actually may have worn a wire to record calls with others on the Trump campaign or others who, you know, remain nameless at this point.
What are you hearing is happening inside the Trump White House at the prospect that there was someone who might have been working with the FBI in the last couple months?
White House staff are sort of shell-shocked. Obviously, President Trump was not happy with what happened yesterday morning. And one of the things that's remarkable about what happened yesterday is that we learned that the special counsel's team had kept private the fact that this guy was one of their witnesses. And so there are potentially a lot more of these sorts of bombshells that are already in play that people aren't aware of.
Philip Bump, national correspondent for The Washington Post, will post your timeline at hereandnow.org. Philip, thank you.
My pleasure.